Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I think we'd all agree right off the bat, that's how a good sermon starts, is just kind of getting the lowest common denominator where we're all on the same page. So let's see if we can agree with this. Grumpiness isn't a good thing. Are we on the same page? Am I going too far? All right. I'll just say convention and yeah. Yeah, grumpiness is not a great thing. It's something we want to avoid. And grumpiness can really spread in a household. One member is grumpy, and then another member, and then the entire house is grumpy. Not that that would ever happen in my own household, but yeah. Same can happen in a community. Grumpiness can spread. Stories told about a store clerk who was a grocery clerk who was checking out a lady that had just gotten her groceries, and they were coming on through. And after the groceries had come on through, she placed them into the grocery bags. And the clerk noticed that there was, as she was fumbling through her purse, that there was a television remote in her purse. Really strange thing. And so he asked the question, "Ma'am, I've worked here for a lot of years. I've never seen someone come to the grocery store with their television remote control. Is there a reason for that?" And the woman paused and she said, "Well, I got to let you know, my husband refused to come grocery shopping with me. So this was the most evil thing I could do that was still legal." Unfortunately, I see some people writing that down as an idea. Don't do that. You know, the story's a little funny because it talks about grumpiness of one person coming on upon another person, then entire grocery store, grumpiness right there. Now, as Christians, we want to avoid that. We want to go in the exact opposite way. And if I had to explain the opposite direction of grumpiness, I'm going to land on gratitude. Is that a low, we can agree on that? Gratitude is a good place to land? By the way, science would agree with that. About 5 years ago, a journal on personality and social psychology came out and said in their research that if a person displays gratitude, the amount of positive emotions and life satisfaction go dramatically up. The research also showed that people who do not practice gratitude are more prone to negative emotions, like heaviness, just being overwhelmed with things, that sort of thing. So we want to be people that land with that wonderful virtue of gratitude. Wouldn't it be amazing if gratitude spread in our church, in our families, in our homes, and in our community? How can we get to gratitude? Well, that's why I'm going to focus this morning on our psalm, Psalm 8. This psalm has been chosen for Holy Trinity Sunday, and as I was thinking about that, I thought, why is it chosen for Holy Trinity Sunday? Well, an interesting note about this psalm, which you've probably sung, we have a song in the church about this, "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." You know that song, right? This is the only psalm of 151 that's directed to God. Isn't that interesting? What that means is all the other psalms are kind of about a human author writing to other humans. This psalm is ascribed to directly to God. And I believe this psalm has a couple hidden ingredients for gratitude. The person that wrote this psalm, David, had two tools or instruments that he carried around that I believe got him to write down these words. And I'm being a little metaphorical here with this, but I think you'll understand where I'm going. David had a telescope that he used, and he also had a mirror. Telescope. Now, I know some of you are going to say the telescopes weren't invented back then. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying here is this. He had a telescope to take a look at how amazing the universe was. And he used it. He used his eyes, of course, and looked out and just saw the enormity of creation. And so doing that, he penned these words, "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." When I consider your work, the work of your fingers. Some translations say hands. It's actually finger. When I consider the work of your finger, the moon and the stars and how you have set everything in place, David says. He's overwhelmed by how big the universe is as he looks through his telescope. And my friends, aren't we overwhelmed and in awe of how amazing the universe is? Isn't it amazing if you think about it? Let me put it into words for you here this morning. I know I've shared this before, but it's worth repeating. Do you realize that the distance between Earth and the sun is 93 million miles? That's a lot, 93 million miles to the sun. Now, if we equated 93 million miles to just one flat sheet of paper, this represents 93 million miles. Think about this. The distance of Earth to the next star beyond the sun would be 75 feet of paper, single-sheeted paper stacked up. Isn't that amazing?